This is Senator Al Simpson. Will Ted Kennedy keep hanging on to his old views about the unworkable War Powers Act? Or will he recognize the need to scrap that baby and start all over again? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, time and again, a majority of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate plainly refused to invoke the War Powers Resolution with respect to the Persian Gulf. Why don't you just admit that the purpose of the law is only to tie the president's hands in dealing with American foreign policy? The President of the United States is charged under the Constitution with the conduct of our foreign policy. He has consulted regularly and clearly with the leaders of Congress on the situation in the Persian Gulf. That's why your dogged efforts to invoke the war powers have consistently failed. This act would only send a signal to the irritated Iranians that the Persian Gulf is fair game. How about tightening your grip on reality, Ted, instead of on our president?
Al, what you need to get a grip on is the Constitution. You just mangled the War Powers Clause, which the Founding Fathers wrote to restrict the power of the president to take the country into war. Congress, not the president, makes the final decision on war and peace. All the War Powers Act does is insist on the constitutional power of Congress to declare war. Congress isn't tying the president's hands, Al. The Constitution is. The Persian Gulf proves the point. President Reagan defied the War Powers Act and refused to consult Congress. He acted entirely on his own and injected U.S. combat forces into the war between Iran and Iraq. President Reagan should be trying to settle that war, not escalate it. It's deja vu, Vietnam all over again. That's why the War Powers Act was passed, Al, and that's why we should apply it to the Persian Gulf now, before it's too late. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.